I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The FBI showed, after the FBI committed to showing this document, they showed, but it didn't provide possession of the 1023 to the House Oversight Committee last week. And by the way, 1023 is unclassified. So why shouldn't the entire country know about what's in this 1023? As the public knows, that 1023 involves an alleged bribery scheme between then Vice President Biden, Hunter Biden, and a foreign national.
That was Senator Grassley from the House, the Senate floor, talking about, again, this Form 1023. I'm leading with that aspect. I know Trump is making history today by becoming the first president to appear on federal charges in front of a court. They're just charges. They're not a conviction. I want you to keep that in mind. Will it lead to conviction? I haven't seen all the facts. Have you? We hear different things, and there are rumbles and rumors, but the facts are what supposedly be deciding the case. And, of course, this is all part of something that got escalated. Let me stress that. It escalated because Senator Grassley said that 1023 form has something very, very important inside of it. I'll come back to that in a moment. Let's set the stage for you again. Thanks for joining us again. This is June 13, 2023. During the noon hour, we do a live stream Rumble for 2 hours. You can go to rumble.com, enter in Larry Connors USA, or enter News Talk STL. We appear on both platforms, so you're welcome to watch either one. The total numbers between the two of them are really amazing, and I thank you for that, because you're spreading the word to others, and I truly appreciate your support of the program and our sponsors. Please keep in mind, our sponsors keep this program on the air. When you need some of their services, reach out to them, and then let them know sometimes, if you just want to, you appreciate them sponsoring a strong patriotic program, God, Family, and Country, like Larry Connors USA, which also has a mission to defend the unborn and also protect our children from woke predators. We got a lot to cover each and every day. So let's go back to Senator Grassley addressing members of the Senate from the Senate floor, talking about this Form 1023. And here is a piece of the evidence that he says is on the 1023, which is a blockbuster.
The 1023 produced to the House committee's redacted reference that the foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden allegedly has audio recordings of his conversation with them. 17 such recordings. According to the 1023, the foreign national possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between him and Hunter Biden. According to the 1023, the foreign national possesses 2 audio recordings of phone calls between him and then Vice President Joe Biden. These recordings were allegedly kept as a sort of insurance policy for the foreign national in case that he got into a tight spot.
A tight spot like being a grave or a body bag or cement shoes. There are audio tapes, according to the foreign national, that he made himself in talking to Hunter Biden about some of the deals, the money exchanges that were going on. There are apparently at least 2 tapes in which he's talking directly to then Vice President Biden about money deals that supposedly involved $5 million to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, again, when Joe Biden was VP. And all of that is being ignored by the state-controlled media because they're focused on Donald Trump is going to federal court to face charges of everything that they throw into espionage. And it's really a very weak wording in the way they're doing it. But we're going to, in this program, we try to give you balance. I don't tell you how to think. And before we wrap up, even in this segment, I'm going to give you some balance of you're not going to like, you may not like it all, but I want you to hear both sides so you can make an informed judgment. But right now, I mean, it is again the same playbook continuously with the Democrats and the progressive left. We're going to smear Donald Trump and anyone ever associated with him. And this indictment just happened, coinkydinky, to be released the very day that word came out that the 1023 had been released by the FBI to the full House Oversight Committee. Not for public consumption yet. And Senator Grassley reminds you repeatedly, this is not a classified document. Congressman James Comer of the House, who's heading up this is not a classified document. Why does it need to be redacted so much? Why does it need to be kept from the public? You know the answer, my friend. Because there's damning and damaging material in there, reference Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. Those last statements from Senator Grassley, that the document contains information from the informant saying, I've got at least 17 audio recordings, 15 of them with Hunter Biden, 2 with Joe Biden. Now, do you imagine when he said he made those and he kept them just in case he got in a tight spot that they were talking about, how's the Corvette running, Joe? Running pretty good? You need it tuned up? You think they were talking about the Corvette? Hell no, they weren't talking about that. They were talking about things that Biden's do not want you to hear, and the state-controlled media does not even want to pay attention to it. Let me do my normal check. This is always fun to do because I look at it. Oh, here we go. I'm going right to the CNN main opening page right now, talking about Trump going to be, you know, going in to face the federal charges, all this stuff we already know by now. And the first four items appear all about Trump and Trump, Trump, Trump. And I'm looking, where's the Biden, where's the Grassley statement about the audio recordings? Where is it? I'm looking. It ain't there, Larry. Quit looking. There's an issue that's going to be raised here in a moment as to the state-controlled media. We can be very upset, and you should be, about what happened January 6th, but you can't put all that on Trump like they tried to do. And those who battled police at the court, at the congressional offices that actually destroyed, stole, defaced parts of the Capitol, they should be facing charges. But a lot of them were just walking through. But they were targeted because Donald Trump had spoke previously and told his crowd, go down in peace, but make your voices heard that you don't think this election was fair. Just this last weekend, Trump was in Georgia at the GOP convention and again stressing how constant he's under attack.
They've launched one hoax and witch hunt after another to try and stop our movement and thwart the will of the American people every time you have, not even believable, witch hunt, scam, hoax. It's called election interference, and they're doing the best they can with it. Because who the hell would vote for them with the policies that they have of open borders and no voter ID? As the Durham report, which just came out, proved, they spied on my campaign. Think of it. Can you imagine if it was the other way around? They spied on my campaign and we caught them. They forged false evidence to get illegal surveillance warrants. The FBI offered $1 million for a fictitious dossier written by a foreign spy to try to frame me for treason. Now they're trying to do it again.
And you do not think any of that has to do with election interference? Of course you do. And they know on the other side it does. But they're not going to bother reporting on that because it would make them look like, well, we do know about that. In their view, the biggest story is Trump facing federal charges. Let's go back to Senator Grassley, that Form 1023, and the timing of the Trump charges.
On the very same day that the FBI provided a redacted version of the 1023 to the House Oversight Committee, the Justice Department then announced that former President Trump had been indicted and charged with 37 crimes related to his alleged mishandling of classified records. Attorney General Garland signed off on prosecuting Trump for conduct similar to what Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton engaged in. Two standards of justice in this country will turn our constitutional republic upside down. Thanks to the political infections within the Biden Justice Department and the FBI, we were well along the road for that to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, now I told you, I'm going to give you both sides of the story. So you hear how this has all been set in motion against Trump and how he's a victim in his view and Senator Grassley and many of you. But here comes MSNBC Morning Joe.
First of all, it appears by his own words, by his own deeds, by his own actions, that he stole nuclear secrets, right? So let's just break this down, because there are people that are talking over
the weekend. What about Hillary?
Well, what about Hillary? What about Biden? What about this? What about he stole nuclear secrets, allegedly.
Is there a difference?
In his own words. And he knew what he was doing. He's on tape. They got him dead to right. He hid it. He lied to the FBI. And so everybody's going, oh, my God, the Republicans. I'm not looking at the Republicans. I mean, do they real? If they want to harbor a fugitive politically that, like, stole nuclear secrets, good luck.
Good luck, because you're harboring a fugitive. And then, of course, there's that issue, as you heard Mika Brzezinski saying, and what about Hillary? What about Hillary? Well, there's also another Biden involved. And it's not a Hillary Clinton, it's another Biden in this case. What about Trump and Biden? Let's pick that up.
We're going to see a lot of that noise. But as one admiral said to me, you got ground noise and you got the signal. Ignore the ground noise, Joe. Focus on the signal. The signal is we have a guy as president who has committed the worst crimes in the White House and outside of the White House of any chief executive in the history of this republic.
Well, first of all, that's not proven. But if you want to go down that road, there's evidence right in front of you, right under your nose, Joe Scarborough, at the bottom of your coffee cup, if that's where you put it, that Joe Biden allegedly took bribes from a foreign national. And apparently he claims he has audio tapes. Should we take that as fact? I caution you not to take it as fact. But I also urge you to keep it in mind as you hear Joe Scarborough saying that Trump is the worst of the worst. He stole nuclear secrets. Did he give them to the foreign nationals? No, there's no proof of that. There's nothing like that. And keep in mind that you've got the state-controlled media. They quickly turn around and hire the very same people that were after Trump with the false Russian gate, investigating supposedly Hillary Clinton when they really weren't, clearing her when they say there was no reason to proceed, and yet now they're turning this into a federal case against Trump. Let's go to CNN and a question to Andrew McCabe, who's former FBI director during that time.
I want to ask you about Hillary Clinton, your favorite topic. You were deputy FBI director when there was an investigation of her and her much talked about emails. I want you to listen to Republicans repeatedly alluding to that, talking about that as they discuss the Trump case.
I don't think there should be classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, at Joe Biden's garage, on Hillary Clinton's server.
What he did is very similar, in my view, to what Hillary Clinton did.
people in the Clinton case took a hammer to a BlackBerry and destroyed it.
You had Secretary Clinton, who had classified material on a server. She was not president of the United States. She was Secretary Clinton. You have that happen. Nothing happens to her.
Nothing happens to her. So Andrew McCabe, who was the FBI director at that time, acting director, how did he handle it? And now he's hired by CNN and NN?
Are you prepared to defend your network, CNN?
That
I'm answering your question. You could ask me any question you want, but I'm entitled to answer the question, okay? You can't put words in my mouth. Even though your network can hire Andrew McCabe, who was fired from the FBI for leaking classified documents. Did you remove him from your network? No, you continue to put him on to give judgment against President Trump.
Speaker.
You also hire Clapper. Clapper has come out publicly.
Mr. Speaker, what steps is the House going to take in terms of, is there any effort to defund the FBI, any effort to defund the Department of Justice after what you've seen over the last several days?
So your network hires Clapper, who literally lied to the American public, one of 51 other individuals that had briefings and used it politically to tell the American public that a laptop was Russia collusion, even though it had all this information about the Biden administration. Are you prepared to get rid of those people from your network?
Senator McCarthy going right after CNN and NN. You put all your faith in these people. They lied and you hired them. We got more on this in this hour and next hour. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. When you want windows for your home or your business, I suggest you get premium quality windows, Renewal by Anderson. Give them a call, 1-877-WINDOWS, 1-877-WINDOWS, or visit the website and see everything, rbastl.com, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson has the nation's best warranty. Give them a call, 1-877-WINDOWS. 877-WINDOWS.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. So, of course, today we have, for the first time in history, a U.S. president arraigned and facing federal charges. First president to be formally charged. As one statement said from one source, America's fate hangs in the balance. Look, I'm not going to dismiss and simply put aside the allegations against Donald Trump. But I remind you again, they are simply allegations at this point. And by the same token, there are allegations against Joe Biden and a secret informant the FBI has relied on since the Obama years that claims he has audio tapes, 17 of them with Hunter and Joe Biden, two with Joe specifically, about bribery money that he exchanged and gave to them for foreign affairs. Now, you tell me which is the bigger crime, mishandling classified documents, because Joe Biden did that, so did Hillary. But again, remember, this federal charge came out against Trump the very day the FBI suddenly decided, all right, we're going to make the Form 1023 of this informant public to the House Oversight Committee only. Still not for the general public, and it's going to be heavily redacted. My guest, Sean Fleetwood, writer for The Federalist, says, look at the coinkydinky. Sean, welcome aboard.
Good to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
So your own thought was, when you saw this come out and the timing, it just absolutely smelled.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, keep in mind, these indictments came, the announcement of these came the same day that House Republicans were granted access by the FBI to an FD 1023 form from a confidential human source that was alleging that then Vice President Joe Biden partook in a criminal bribery scheme with an executive at Burisma, which was the energy Ukrainian gas company where his son, Hunter Biden, was sitting on the board and getting paid tens of thousands of dollars a month. So, I mean, this isn't the first time that the DOJ has done this. Several weeks ago, when House Republicans on the Oversight Committee held a press conference laying out examples of the Biden family's overseas foreign business dealings, the DOJ just coincidentally decided that they were going to announce charges against Republican New York Representative George Santos for lying under oath to Congress, and as well as numerous other charges. So the idea that the timing of this is just random and you know, it's just completely bogus at this point, given what we know about the FBI.
And you'd have to be an absolute fool to think it just happened to fall into place on the calendar like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm completely willing to entertain the idea that maybe Donald Trump mishandled classified information after leaving office. But before we even get to that, you have to explain to me why Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Mike Pence are all not being charged with mishandling classified information. I mean, in the case of Hillary Clinton, she was Secretary of State. She did not possess a declassification authority that U.S. presidents are granted.
No, she did not.
Same thing with Joe Biden. He was vice president, and we even have documents dating back to the time when he was U.S. senator, which could go all the way back to the 1970s. And he had documents stored in his Delaware garage. So, I mean, why?
Wait, Sean. Come on. Give the guy a break. They were next to his prized possession, his Corvette. So they were under lock and key. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because we all have Corvettes in our garage next to classified information, right?
Yeah, but they made a big deal out of the pictures that they were showing about the Trump files and talking about some were stored in a bathroom. And I said, well, maybe in your bathroom you might need some reading material. I don't know. And then others were under a water pipe, and suggesting maybe if it would rupture, it would destroy all of them. But the FBI had gone to Mar-a-Lago and looked at a lot of these, saw where they were, and all they advised was just put another lock or change a lock on the door. That was it. What suddenly escalated?
Yeah, it's really remarkable, again, that the timing of this is that we're finding out all of this information about Joe Biden's alleged corruption. I mean, you mentioned at the beginning, Chuck Grassley went to the Senate floor last night and talked about how this confidential human source is saying that he has 17 phone calls, 15 with Hunter Biden, 2 with Joe Biden, talking about this alleged bribery scheme in Burisma. We have Joe Biden several years ago on video bragging about withholding U.S. aid to Ukraine if this prosecutor that was investigating Burisma wasn't fired. You know, he infamously said, you know, if he's not fired, you know, you don't get the money. Well, son of a bee, he got fired. You know, he said this on camera. And
well, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because we are going to hear, my audience is going to hear that before we wrap this hour, but it's not going to be son of a bee. We're going to let him hear exactly what he said it, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's just remarkable that the media is completely, well, I mean, it's not unsurprising, I should say, that the media is completely ignoring the timing of this, that they're choosing, actively choosing to ignore the sitting U.S. president's potential criminal behavior in favor of a president and a man who's no longer in office.
Now, that again, gets back to the crux of the issue for me. And I do agree, no one is above the law. And if Trump is guilty of anything that reaches the level of what they're pretending, will then present the evidence. Now, mishandling documents, we obviously know Joe Biden did, Mike Pence did, Hillary Clinton did. We still don't know, remember, she made the decision, along with her attorneys, of the 60,000-plus emails that she had. She only turned in 30, And then the McCabe points out, well, and even among those who were maybe 8 or 9 that might have been classified, 7 or 6 that had some classified information in, but they weren't labeled classified, top secret and everything. And yet when the FBI was shooting pictures at Mar-a-Lago, files were scattered all over the floor and folders that said classified, top secret, as if that's the way Trump left them. And you know that was put in place for a photo shoot.
Oh, for sure. It was like a magazine shoot that they were doing for their friends in legacy media. It's just kind of remarkable how, you know, the IRS, the DOJ have reportedly been investigating someone like Hunter Biden for several crimes for numerous years. But yet in a span of like 8 months, they come up with charges against Donald Trump. They've been the National Archives has been having disputes with former President Barack Obama for years. But he's not being charged with anything about having to do with mishandling classified information. You know, it's just a sad reality that we have a two-tier justice system in America. There is no one universal rule of law. If you're a Republican, you're going to get the book thrown at you. You're going to have the law misconstrued about you. And in the case of President Trump and the Russia collusion hoax, you'll have evidence fabricated and used against you. But if you're a Democrat and you commit actual crimes, you're going to get away with that because you have your allies throughout the federal bureaucracy, throughout our justice system, that are pulling levers and doing whatever they can to protect you simply because they share this leftist worldview.
And, you know, I think some don't understand, those of us who truly believe in law and justice, if all this were reversed, I'd be just as strong condemning Trump and weaponizing the DOJ and the FBI and so forth as I am with Biden. I mean, it's wrong, period. It's constitutionally wrong. And on top of that, it speaks and smells of a third-rate banana republic.
For sure. I think you hit the nail on the head. And I think that the reason that we're in this spot that we're in is because of weak-kneed Republicans. Republicans for years, in the case of the Russia collusion hoax, actively participated in furthering these narratives that, you know, Donald Trump is a traitor who sold out America to Russia. But for years, Republicans have done absolutely nothing to hold these agencies accountable. The House Republicans, they have the power of the purse, but they have actively chosen not to use it, not to defund or cut funding from these federal agencies like the DOJ. They completely capitulate to Democrats on issues time and time again, and all they do is issue meaningless statements that do nothing and hold no one accountable. So, yes, we can blame the power-hungry nature of Democrats, but you also have to blame Republicans for absolutely refusing to do anything to hold these agencies accountable for the past 7 years or so.
I'm glad you brought that point up because we do have some listing themselves with an R behind their name, and it should stand for retired or basically refused, period, but they continue to stay in office. Sean Fleetwood, I want to thank you very much for your time, and we're going to continue to watch this develop because it's going to have several chapters to this story.
Thanks so much, Larry. God bless.
You bet. God bless. Sean Fleetwood of The Federalist. He raised this issue about when Joe Biden was vice president, went to Ukraine and was threatening to hold back $1 billion. We're going to rehash that later, and you're going to hear directly from Joe to remind you. But also, as we move forward, MSNBC Coffee Morning Joe Scarborough says, you know, Trump is going to lose a lot of people. And if you want to stand with this guy that's going to be locked up in prison, you're kind of an idiot. Well, by the time he finishes talking and we get through this next segment, I'm going to ask, who's the idiot? Stand by, please. Allen Outdoor Solutions knows what you want. An oasis, a place at your home to relax, enjoy, entertain. Allen Outdoor Solutions can design and build your oasis. A spacious stone patio, different levels, maybe a fireplace, flowing water. See their quality work at AllenOutdoorSTL.com, AllenOutdoorSTL.com, or call 314-647-4800. Allen, OutdoorSTL.com. This is a scary time when it comes to your money, especially if buying a home. That's why you need Homestead Financial Mortgage. I know the owners, met the team. You can trust Homestead will be with you every step of the way. Call 24/7 with any question or concern. Homestead is on your schedule, not banker's hours. This is not just about buying a home. It's about trust. You can go to my website, Larry.HomesteadFinancial.com. larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beal has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
It went very badly for him on January the 6th. If they hate America so much that they want to, if they want to overthrow the government, it doesn't work. You end up in jail, and the people who try to have a conspiracy come in jail for 20 years, yeah. Right? And Republicans, they want to go down this path even more. Harboring a guy politically who stole nuclear secrets and figured out what documents to steal that showed America's greatest weaknesses. Now, why did he do that, do you think? To talk about that like on the 19th hole while having drinks, we don't know why, but it doesn't matter. He stole some of the worst stuff.
Yeah, Joe Scarborough of MSNBC. Trump is so vile. Oh my God, you can't even look at him without feeling dirty, according to Joe Scarborough. He goes on and remember January 6th. I told you, if you've been a long-time listener to this program, the day January 6th happened, I condemned it. And also pointed out, this is going to be used to haunt and pillar Republicans, conservatives, forever and ever and ever. It will outlive the cockroach. They're going to use it constantly. There were those in the Capitol that, one, were battling Capitol Police, which never should have happened. There were also, by the way, in the midst of some of those, other people trying to pull those combatants away from the police. And in one case where an officer went down, many surrounded him to protect him and help him get up. Did you see that on the January 6th footage when they released it? No, you didn't. And so then when Tucker Carlson, remember when he was with Fox News, before they dumped him because they wanted to shut him up, but still trying to. I've got a commentary running on that today. You definitely want to pick up on. But on top of that, they were trying to make it clear that everybody at the Capitol that day was a violent heathen. That's not true. There were people there that were kind of taking part to some extent. There was other people that got kind of swept up in it, and they didn't even know where they were going. Where they kind of just been moved down a funnel and in a tunnel and down the road. I mean, they didn't know. And then there are others who did take direct action. And then again, there are those who walked about peacefully, doing nothing, walking through rope lines, looking around. The video was all there, but that was never shown to the January 6th committee. The basic question would be, why not? The only answer is, because it does not fit the narrative. They have learned lie, 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 and repeat the lie. You do it enough times, if people finally begin to accept, they just absorb it. Though that must be true. We hear it so often. Don't ever do that. Don't do it with anyone. Don't do it with me. If you think I'm saying something that just sounds wrong and not correct, check it out. Verify it. Condemn me. By all means. I know a lot of you that are watching on our live stream, you look at all this and you say, well, Larry, what are you doing there? And you see you constantly going to your computer, because we're constantly trying to update the program, stay on top of it for you. There are a lot of developments. You know, of course, you got Trump in the court. You got everything else that's breaking. Some of the things I look at, like, I just don't have time for it. I move on. In the second hour, I want to give you a view of the New York Times and what it thinks of anyone who supports Donald Trump. That's in the second hour, and I will tell you this. They may have labeled you correctly, but they're doing it in such a fashion as to make you seem to be ignorant and stupid, and you have no business even breathing the same air that the liberals do. That'll be coming up in the second hour. And, of course, Donald Trump was in Georgia over the weekend. He's talking about, you know, no sooner do we begin to get the 1023 form released to the full House Oversight Committee, but still not the general public. And then suddenly, out of the blue, I'm hit with these federal charges for doing something that Hillary and everybody else have been doing.
They put our country through hell. And they knew it was all a lie the entire time. They knew it was a lie. Remember, it's not me they're going after. It's somebody else. And that person will not be able to withstand the fire. If it's not me, you know, it'll be somebody else. They're not going to withstand that fire, because that fire doesn't stop just with me. That fire is going to go on against any conservative, any Republican, anybody other than them. Because they want the power, but they actually want to destroy our country. I believe that, because there could be no other reason. But I know them all, and they, in many cases, even admit it. They come up, they say, how do you take it? We take it and we fight back like nobody's ever fought before.
That was Trump over the weekend in Georgia, the convention, GOP convention. Now, among those that were targeting him, former FBI Director McCabe. And, of course, he was one of those taking part in the Hillary Clinton investigation about her private server and mishandling classified documents. And, of course, then the director, Comey, went before the Senate, so nobody really would prosecute it, so we let it go. They wouldn't prosecute that, and they don't even know what all she had, because she only gave them what she wanted to give them. And yet now they're coming after Trump. Well, McCabe is now a highly paid consultant for CNN, and he says, oh, the facts are entirely different.
These two cases could not be more different on the facts. So let's talk about what we actually found in the Hillary Clinton email case. Yes, Hillary Clinton maintained private servers. Emails went across those servers. Ultimately, she returned 30,000 emails to the Department of Defense, work-related emails. In addition to those, we found thousands more emails that she exchanged with people. The total classified materials seized from that review were essentially 55 email conversations, strings of emails, in which 8 were classified top secret, 37 secret, and 10 confidential. Now, it's important to remember, those weren't classified documents. That was simply the content of email exchanges that was later deemed to be classified. These weren't documents with classified stampings on the tops and bottoms and cover sheets and all that kind of stuff. Should it have happened? No. But what we didn't have was evidence that Hillary Clinton had intentionally exchanged or withheld classified information. And that's just what we could and could not prove at the end of the day.
You just told us that we found thousands she did not give you. She obviously intentionally did not give you some. And she obviously intentionally, with her lawyers, deleted thousands, saying out of the 60-plus thousand, we're only giving you 30 because those are the only ones that are of value. They're making the determination? Is this like asking the guy who killed 4 people, did you do it? And he says, no. Okay, well, we'll take your word for it. That's what they did. And keep in mind, McCabe got fired by the FBI because he was also mishandling, stealing information. I'm going to get into that again and more in the second hour. But again, I want you to hear how CNN, now that the former FBI director is on their team, which has always been on their team, but now he's actually on the payroll directly, listen to how they treat him and so much reverence for the guy.
In the Trump case, you have, what, 300-plus classified documents, full documents, seized from his residence at Mar-a-Lago, some of most of which, from the photographs we've seen, had headers and footers, the proper stampings, portion markings on paragraphs, cover sheets indicating they were some of the most classified materials we have. And then, of course, he engaged in a long series of exchanges and activity in an effort to obstruct that investigation. Very, very different facts.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for explaining that. The whataboutism is very intense right now, and you are somebody who definitely knows facts.
Could you kiss his butt any closer, Dana? Did he drop his pants for you to kiss that butt that time? Thank you very much. You're one of the people who knows the facts. He lied, and we all know he lied. And every one of those intel officers who signed off on the Russian gate collusion and saying it was all Russian propaganda that was tying to Trump and everything else, when they were already had been told by CIA Director Clapper, who knew it was a lie, and Obama knew it was a lie, Biden knew it was a lie, Attorney General Lynch knew it was a lie, and the existing FBI Director Comey at the time all knew it was a Hillary dirty tricks campaign. They were in the Oval Office and given that information, and they continued to claim, no, it's all true. It all sounds like Russian collusion information when they knew it was a lie. And McCabe was one of the ones to say, but you know the facts. We thank you so much because you know the facts. Kissy, kissy on the butt. I told you that we were going to, before we wrap up this hour, we're going back to that time when Joe Biden went to Ukraine with $1 billion and made a threat to Ukraine saying, if you want this $1 billion, here's what you got to do. That's coming up.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, are right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Yeah, wasn't that so funny? Joe Biden was in Ukraine to give them $1 billion. It had been authorized to do that by Obama. Now, why did Obama give that duty and job to Joe Biden when everyone knew Ukraine was one of the dirtiest, most corrupt places in the world? You can ask questions about that one. But we do know that, again, as you were listening, here was Joe Biden in September 2019, he was in Kyiv in 2018 saying, we're not going to give you the money. And then in 2019, he's bragging while he's appearing at the Council of Foreign Relations. And why did he want the prosecutor shut down and fired? Because they were looking into Burisma, of which his son Hunter was already on the board. Let's hear it again.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
That's funny. That's funny. The vice president threatening another country We're going to withhold funding from you unless you fire the prosecutor that's investigating a company on which my son sits on the board. Now, was there any proof at that point that Hunter Biden had done anything wrong? The question really was, why the hell did they hire him and pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars when he knew nothing more about gas and energy than pump it into the car? But, of course, he's also now, and with his daddy, going for all green. But let's get all the gas money while we can. And they thought it was funny. The vice president basically, let me put it this way, basically extorting Ukrainian officials. You want $1 billion? Is what you got to do. You don't want your house to burn down. You don't want your business broken into. You don't want your kids snatched off the street. Here's what you got to do. My friend, I don't care how you phrase it. That is extortion. As always, I remind you of our pledge. One nation under God.